Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
Hey, everybody. It's Kruger Kipe on Baseball. Today, we're going to talk about our dads. That's right. It's Father's Day, and we're going to do that when we come back. Well, Kipe, it's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to you, and happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. It is it's a great day in baseball because moms and dads have so much to do with the development of the love of the game for all these guys that are playing in the big leagues now and have ever played in the big leagues. And it is a day where I love what's happened now when you look at Instagram and everybody posts pictures of them with their dads or their moms on Mother's Day. I just think it's becoming a great tradition. And it certainly has caught on in the Giants clubhouse. I mean, and these guys are openly, they talk about their dads. They talk about the support, about the love that they got from, and about when their dad brought their first glove home and all those great memories that they have with their pops. What are some of your memories about your dad and about the game of baseball?
Well, I guess my first memories are in Little League when it was really important when you're a farmer that you have to get your crops in. If it's going to rain, you got to get it done before the rain comes. And I remember a number of different occasions where my dad knew that my Little League games were the most important things in the world to me. And I remember a couple of occasions where our Little League game started at 1, the rain was coming, we needed to get the crops in, and he shut down the farm. Shut it down. You need to get to your game.
Baseball time.
Because it really did take two. If you're baling hay, you can't do it by yourself. You got to have somebody driving the tractor, and you got to have somebody in the wagon. And he shut it down. And I never forgot that because he didn't shut it down for anything if things needed to get done because of the weather. So that's my first recollection. And then, look, you get recollections of him following you and your mom to, your high school games, your college games, your minor league games, your big league games. And you really do have specific memories of every one of those time slots in your life about when they were there. And I don't know, your mom and dad were the same way. The important thing is they were there. And
they
that's
were there.
The biggest important thing.
I don't think my mom and dad missed a game until I went away to college. I mean, it was they just didn't. But I can remember the one thing about my dad where, he became legendary in my mind. And I was 6 years old. It was 1958, the first year that the Giants and the Dodgers came west. And I was at a Dodger game at the Coliseum here in Los Angeles. And we were sitting behind home plate. Dodgers were playing the Cardinals. And my dad, who was a cop, he got tickets. And we had great seats. So anyway, I'm sitting there next to my dad. And first thing he brought, he always liked peanuts. So he'd always get the two-bag peanut thing where, you buy one bag for a nickel and there were two bags in the bag. I never forgot that was very cool. Eating goobers, as he would say. And Stan Musial comes up, hits a foul ball straight back of home plate. And my old man, who was a big man, he was 6'3", about 300 pounds. He stood up, and he caught this foul ball, and it stuck like glue. No glove on, just in those big paws of his. And he caught it, and he turned around, and he looked at me, and he handed me the baseball. And, I mean, my old man elevated 15 notches with that effort. It was unbelievable.
That is my dad.
That's my dad. That is my dad.
And he didn't need a glove either. And no, you know what? If he'd have missed it, you'd have said at that age, You got to bring your glove.
Yeah, bring your glove, Dad.
You get a ball if you bring your glove.
Meat.
But he didn't.
Sir. Great memories. It is a great day for memories about your pops. And again, for all of you dads out there, we wish you the happiest of Father's Day. And that's Crooked Kipe. Enjoy this great game.